Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome, everyone. So glad to see all of your faces here this morning. A few announcements I want to share as we begin. If you have your bulletins, just noticed there's an insert in there that is an advertisement for a youth Christmas event, a movie at the Sipe Center. And we're hoping that a lot of the youth, not only at Moscow, but in the other churches, will be able to come and participate in that. Notice there's a couple things marked free there. And it's a free movie, and so we want everyone to come. You don't have to have, and there's free popcorn. That's right, you see that too. Free popcorn and free drink also. So there's a lot of free in there, and the movie, of course, is The Star, A Tale of Faith and Friendship. It's an animated movie, but it fits, I think, young and old. I enjoy it. So I hope that the youth will be able to come out and participate in that. That's Saturday, December 17th, 1 o'clock to 2:30 is the running time. And of course, just notice there that smaller children will need to have a chaperone there with them. And this is really all the churches in the Ministerial Association. I think there's like 10 churches in total are invited. The youth are invited to participate in that. So I really hope we have a good group of kids that come out and just join together in that. Also, on the back of your bulletin, just take note that the ministerial group, the NRMA, North River Ministerial Group, will be having their annual Thanksgiving service. They do this every year. This year, it will be at Parnassus United Methodist Church. It's going to be at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Sean Cook will be bringing the message. Also exciting is the Moscow Choir will be singing there at that service. So I hope that you come support the Moscow Choir, and come support that community Thanksgiving service. It's going to be a good evening of worship there, and I hope that you are able to make it. Note there, they are taking an offering at the Thanksgiving service. There will be an offering both for the Sangersville Food Pantry, and of course that's always in need, especially around this time of year. They do a lot of work and a lot of giving. Also, the Community Kids Outreach, which does the backpack program at North River Elementary School through the year and even through the summertime. So there's a lot of good ways to give, and I hope that that you can come and do that. Also, just a quick note that we are continuing to receive items for the Sunshine Box for Joyce Clatterball. I think they're just putting things there in the kitchen. Janet, is there a box there in the kitchen to put it or just set it there on the table? Yeah, she's going to have a box there, so as you begin to get those items, you can place it there in the kitchen. Also, I think cards is a good thing. I know that I was having conversations with some of the deacons about, you know, exactly what to give her. If you have questions, just talk to Janet or Katie, I think, Nancy, Everett. They might have some more information on what would be best for Joyce. I could try to help with that as well. She is in a nursing facility, so there are some limitations of what she can have, what she can't have. And so just talk to someone if you have questions about that. Also, just a reminder, Bible study will be this evening, Mark 10, 17 through 31, in our fellowship hall starting at 4:30. And I hope that we'll have a good turnout for that. Any other announcements that you'd like to share at this time? Megan?
Mm-hmm. I put the list that North River Elementary is gathering up for to make up little boxes for Bridgewater Home and King's Daughter.
Okay.
It's just some little items, and so I put the date to have them back here, and if you could just maybe put it like how we put the Valley Mission stuff up here, and I'll be getting that for you.
Okay, just set it right up here, those items that you want to give. North River Elementary School is collecting items for both Bridgewater Home residents as well as King's Daughters residents. They'll be taking those donations in. So if you would like to donate things for that, there's a list on the bulletin that you can see to help you out with that. And just place those items kind of up here at the front of the sanctuary so that they can get those items. Also, I was there.
I think they were trying to do 108 for the two together for the two homes.
108 different.
Yes,
oh, kits. Okay, yeah.
The kids are going to put all the kits together.
Okay, right. They need items to put together the kits, and they're looking for over 100 kits, 108. So that certainly we will be praying that gets put together. Okay, also, just a note that in the Northex, you'll see that the reports from last week's congregational business meeting are there. The budget report is there available. Also, the pastor's report, if you'd like to see that, is there available also. And a note about upcoming CBM, because we took a vote for positions in the church, on December 11th, we will be having a called CBM meeting here following the morning worship, and that will be to finalize the slate that will be brought forth. So December 11th, following morning worship. Is there any other announcements that you'd like to share? There's a little prayer here in the inside of your bulletin. I'm going to read this prayer. I think it's a beautiful prayer for Thanksgiving. It reminds us to be thankful. Let's bow our heads and pray this. Thank you for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessing over us. Thank you that you are able to bring hope through even the toughest of times, strengthening us for your purpose. Thank you for your great love and care. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you that you are always with us and will never leave us. Thank you for your incredible sacrifice so that we might have freedom and life. Forgive us for when we don't thank you enough for who you are and for all that you do, for all that you have given. Help us to set our eyes and our hearts on you afresh. Renew our spirits. Fill us with your peace and joy. We love you and we need you this day and every day. We give you praise and thanks, for you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. Let us stand together for this morning's call to worship. Found this in the inside of your bulletin. Looking at portions of Psalms 100, which says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. Enter His courts with praise. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Let's turn to our hymnals, page 560, for the beauty of the earth. Page 560. Had that moment where I'm singing this hymn and I realized, you know what, my sermon is exactly this hymn. Maybe I stole all these lines I'm going to say from this hymn itself, but it really does call us to be a thankful people for all the different reasons we are thankful, for our family, for our God, for our faith, for our church, for each other. We are a thankful people, aren't we? And God has given us thankful hearts. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before You this morning thankful for all that we have, Lord. You have blessed us so richly. Lord, even as the choir will sing about counting our blessings, Lord, we have too many blessings to count. But Lord, we know we are thankful for You. And Lord, our blessings can be counted in and through You and through Your Son, Christ. And Lord, we praise and glorify His name here this morning. Lord, we lift His name up and we worship the One who was willing to sacrifice Himself that we might have life. Lord, we praise His name here together and thank You for the salvation which we have received as Your humble people through Him. Father, we thank You for Him. We thank You. We thank You. Our hearts are full of praise and thanks for the One who has given us life. Father, we pray all these things together in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to take just a couple minutes to gather up our praises and our prayer requests and maybe our thanks that we are blessed with. And I want to just ask you to continue to have on your prayer list, if you would. I shared her name earlier, Joyce Clatterball. Would you continue to be in prayer for Joyce? Also, have in your prayer list Faye Hall. Continue, if you would, continue to pray for Faye Hall. Also, if you would, put in your prayer Virginia Radibush. If you, just be in prayer for Virginia. Virginia is doing well. She's in a home in, I'm just going to say, Clifton Forge. And she is doing well, but she just requires your prayers and asks that you would continue to pray for her wellness and her comfort there. I got a chance to visit with her just past week, and she just asked that you would be praying for her. And she was so excited that the church can do that for her. So please, if you would, just continue to remember for Virginia. Also, another Imogene Michael. It's good to be praying for her as well. She's in a facility there in Harrisonburg, and we just want to continue to pray for our shut-ins and those that are in nursing facilities. Especially as you go through the holidays, it can be difficult for those individuals. And so we just pray that they are happy and that they are comfortable and that God blesses their heart right where they're at. So if you would just be in prayer for all those. Are there other prayer requests or praises that you'd like to share?
I have a
praise. Pauline?
I just want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart for all the prayers that God has commanded me. The Lord is so good.
Amen.
I cannot begin to say the blessings that have been poured out upon us. And I just want to thank everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Right. Amen. Thank you, Pauline, for that testimony. God doing good things. We seek the Lord and He answers our prayers, doesn't He? He hears us, He answers our prayers, and we're blessed. So thank you for that praise. Other prayer requests? Kevin?
Kelly.
Kelly Dean, if you would. Put Kelly Dean on your prayer list. Thank you, Kevin. Debbie?
Finished all of her treatments for both. She had two bone marrow transplants, and she has started radiation. So that is a praise because she made it through all that.
Right. Praise the Lord. And now we pray for these radiation treatments that they go well and kill that cancer. So thank you for sharing that update on Natalie. Other prayer requests or praises? Joanne? Praise the Lord. What a blessing. Joanne, we feel your heart, and we rejoice with you. What a blessing. And what a big family. You fill up four benches, Joanne. You got a lot to be thankful for. Other praises or prayer requests? That I'm going to call now on our ushers to come forward and collect our tithes and our offerings. Thank you. Let's stand together. Let's share together the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Bow your heads with me in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You. We thank You for all the blessings, Lord, of answered prayers, of testimony, of how You're working in and through our life. Lord, You shower and rain down Your blessings upon us daily. Father, we thank You. And Father, I pray that You put within us a heart of thanksgiving always, not just on Thanksgiving week, but Lord, that we are always a thankful people. Lord, that we're always mindful of what You're doing. Lord, that we're not overlooking even the small blessings in our life, where we know, Lord, that You are at work and, Lord, our prayers are being answered. Lord, we thank You that as we offer that prayer list to You here this morning, Lord, first, Lord, we know You hear those prayers. And Lord, most of all, most important, we know, Lord, that You desire to help those who are hurting and in need. And Lord, that You are a loving God, a gracious God. And Lord, that those that are suffering, Lord, You desire to put Your hand of help upon them. And Lord, that's what we pray, even right now. We intercede, Lord, on their behalf. And Lord, we lift up those names mentioned here this morning, that Your way might be done, that Your will would be received. And Lord, that Your goodness would be felt upon all those who we pray and lift up here this morning. Lord, we thank You for each person here. Lord, we thank You that You are continuing to draw each one of us closer to You. Even as we focus on Your Son and His love for us, Lord, that draws us nearer to the cross and nearer to Your side. Lord, I just pray You continue to do a good work in each one of us as we seek it from You. Bless us, I pray, in and through this service. Bless the offering, I pray, as we give these things unto You, that they might be a token of our love for You, Lord. And we just praise You with it. Bless us, I pray. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
All right. It's a big lump in my throat. As the kids come forward in an orderly, excited fashion, I want y'all to know that, congregation, this is for you, but this song is dedicated to Jean. For years, she wanted this to happen with the kids. I'm sorry, the music you're getting ready to hear, you will recognize the fashion of that organ. This is Jean's music that she put together for the kids. So if y'all would all just please step back, close your eyes, and let's all be thankful together. It's an honor. It truly is. And Jean, thank you, honey. We love you, and we hope you enjoy. Kids, come on up. This is your time. Shine.
feel like I'm in the way. Thank you. Youth, boy, we got a group there, don't we? Wonderful. Just so wonderful. They did a great job. And we thank Gene, too, for recording the music for us as well. Okay, now I'm going to call on the adult choir. They've been working on some music as well, and they're going to share with us. Thank Nancy and Janet also for all they're doing to lead us here. Thank you, choir. Thank you, Janet and Nancy, for leading us. And that's just a preview. If you want to see us again, you just need to come Tuesday to the Thanksgiving service, and we'll be sharing there as well. And I hope that many of you do. Okay, if you are still here, I want you to turn with me to Ephesians 5:20. There's no children's church this Sunday. I'll try to make it short, and that way we can get through this all surviving, right? Ephesians 5:20, and this sermon title is "In Everything We Are to Give Thanks." That's what the Lord calls us to, as we will see here in our scripture. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 20 here, just one verse, which Paul says, "Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, kind of plain and clear, isn't it, there? That in all things that we are to be a thankful people. Now, the Bible says this more than one time. Throughout the scriptures, you can find places where God calls us to be thankful as believers. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks," it says, "in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ." Again in Philippians 4:6, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." So we're told over and over again through the scriptures that we are to be, as Christians, a thankful people. We are to have thankful hearts. Now, one of the first questions, I guess, in my mind is how? How can we be thankful in all situations? Am I supposed to actually give thanks in everything? For instance, what happens if I get a bad report at the doctor's office? Or am I supposed to be thankful for that? What happens if I lose my wallet? Is that something I'm supposed to give thanks for? Maybe I'm walking around the house at night and stub my toe. Maybe you've had that happen. Am I supposed to look up and say, "Oh, thank you, Jesus"? Is that what you do? Maybe you use Jesus' name, but maybe using it the wrong way. I don't think that's what it's calling us to here. It's not necessarily that we're happy all the time. Nobody's happy all the time, are we? We have times of sorrow. What the scripture is speaking about is not necessarily our feelings, but our heart. That as Christians, we are to have a genuine heart of thanks. And that means that at times, yes, we're unhappy. At times, we're upset that we stub our toe. But that doesn't destroy our thanks. That God puts within us, He puts within us a heart of thanksgiving. Christians are to always be thankful because the God of thanks lives within our hearts, doesn't He? Amen? He lives within our hearts and He dwells within our life. And that creates within us a life, a heart that is truly thankful and grateful. Now, knowing that we can give thanks, I guess the second question is, why must we be thankful in everything? Why? And of course, the Bible answers that question almost in identical scripture as we read here in Ephesians. In 1 Thessalonians, it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances." That's in everything, this heart of thanks. "For this is the will of God in Christ." You ask yourself, why do I have to be thankful? Well, listen, that is God's will for your life. He wants you to be thankful. His desire for you is to be a thankful people. He doesn't want you to be filled with disappointment all the time. He doesn't want you to live a life of disparity or dissatisfaction. But He wants you to have this heart of genuine thanks at all times because this is the will of God for your life. You know, an unthankful heart is really an insult to God, isn't it? Think about that. Think of all that God has done for you. All that He's offered for you, all that He's sacrificed for you. An unthankful heart is just kind of an insult to God. It's kind of like when you're a child, you do all kinds of wonderful things and then they are ungrateful. or they are unsatisfied, or they're demanding more. And you think, well, I just did all this. It's kind of an insult, isn't it, to how much we've done. Think of all that God has done for you. God was willing to die on a cross for you. He was willing to send His own Son to suffer the penalty and the punishment of your sin. And if we're ungrateful or unthankful, it's just an insult in all that God has done for us. Because of Jesus, we can and we should be thankful people. You can have the worst day, I think. You can maybe even have the worst day of your life. And if you have Jesus in your heart and you have His love and you have received that love in your life, that you can still be a thankful person and have a heart of thanks. And that's exactly God's will for each one of our lives. Listen, there's no bad day or bad news or even bad experience that can conquer or defeat the thanksgiving of God which the Christian has within their hearts. I hope that you take a mental note of that and that Satan doesn't try to lie to you and think that there's nothing to be thankful for. Listen, if you have Jesus, you have His love, there is absolutely nothing, no bad news, no bad experience, no bad day that can conquer or defeat God's thanksgiving within our life. So I want to just take a couple minutes here, and I feel like I'm robbing the hymn that it made a list of those things that we are thankful for. And as Christians, we should kind of take note of these things. But the first hymn we sang really just laid it out. But what are those things? What are those reasons which the Christian is thankful? What are those reasons for which we give thanks? Well, we are first of all thankful for our Father which art in heaven, right? We're a thankful people because we have God. That we have God in our life, that He is real, that He moves in our life, that He answers our prayers, that He hears our prayers. And we have God to turn to. I don't know how many times I've heard a person say, I don't know what I would do without God in my life. I don't know what I would do without my relationship with Jesus. I don't know how I could get through this life apart from having Him. I tell you, we can give great thanks for that, can't we? We can have great thanks that God is working in and through our lives, that He is real, and that He is filling our life with faith, with hope, with love, with grace, and that He has given us the privilege to be called sons and daughters of God. Amen? He's made us family, and He's saved us through the power of His Son, Jesus Christ, upon the cross. We give thanks because of His offering of love to each one of us and the forgiveness of sin which we have received from Him. Number two, we give thanks not only for our faith, but for our Father in heaven, but secondly, we give thanks for our family and our friends. Maybe you'll do that this week as you gather around tables and eat wonderful meals and turkey and all the good things that we enjoy. We'll just appreciate and give thanks for our family and for our friends. It makes me think, though, as we sit around the tables, sometimes we can be saddened that there are chairs empty and that there are those missing around the table. But you know, even in that, we can give thanks because we know that while they're not here eating a meal with us, that there's another meal that's taking place in heaven, that marriage supper, and that we can rejoice that even though they're not here, we know where they're at and that God is good. I think that can as well be a place where we give thanks and not be filled with sorrow. We are thankful for our families and for our friends. Number three, we're thankful for our faith and our Savior. Just as the hymn says, Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. He fills my every longing. He keeps me singing as I go. I hope that you take some time as you share that blessing around your tables on Thanksgiving Day to give Jesus praise and glory in your home. Give Him thanks for the faith which you have received and the faith in the Savior which God has given us. Number four, we give thanks for the fellowship in the church. What a blessing, isn't it, to be here today with each other, surrounded by family, friends, by brothers and sisters in Christ. Just a wonderful blessing which we have. We give thanks for the church, for Moscow, for the body of Christ. And lastly, we give thanks for the future which is to come. Thinking ahead of that place which Christ has said He went ahead to prepare for each one of us, what a blessing to know that we have a future in Christ. We give thanks for the Father. We give thanks for our family and our friends. We give thanks for our faith and our Savior. We give thanks for our fellowship here at church. And we give thanks for the future which we have in Christ. We have a lot of things to be thankful for, don't we? We have a lot of things to be thankful for. We can't count all our blessings. But we can start right there in God's Word, I think, with the biggest blessing of all. With that salvation and that love which we have received from Christ and that guarantee of eternal life for those that are found in Him. Amen?
Amen.
What a blessing. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You. We are a thankful people. We have thankful hearts, Lord, because of all that You have done for us. Lord, the Bible tells us, Your Scripture says, that we love You because You first loved us. Lord, thank You for that love which we have received. I pray for every person here. Lord, maybe their life has not felt like they've been filled with thanks. Maybe they've been feeling more feelings of sorrow or discouragement or disappointment. Maybe, Lord, there are those here that have struggled to bring forth any thanksgiving from their life. I pray right now that their eyes might be fixed upon You, upon Your cross and that love which You give to us through that cross, the sacrifice that You made there, that, Lord, all the other things would just fade away, and, Lord, that their eyes right now might be fixated right upon their Savior, Christ Jesus. And, Lord, I know as much as our eyes are upon Him, Lord, our lives are filled with thanks. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for Your love. Thank You for Your forgiveness of sin. Thank You for Your eternal life. Thank You for Your grace and Your goodness. Thank You for Your holy word. Thank You, Lord. We praise You. We give You all praise. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. Okay, we're going to close now in our final hymn, closing hymn. And it comes from our hymnals, page 556. Now thank we all our God. Let us stand together and sing. Page 556. Thank you. Bow our heads in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, bless us this week as we gather with family and friends. Lord, as we sit around tables so blessed, Lord, we just pray that our hearts will be lifted up to you in that moment. Lord, that many will give thanks to you. And Lord, that you will continue to put within your believers, your followers, your disciples, hearts of true thanksgiving, not just that day, but all year long. Bless us, I pray, as we go this week. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.
Amen.